I'm afraid the speaker's microphone is not working, apparently.
Is this one?
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. I want to make a brief intervention in relation to the Commission on the Status of Women and to point to the fact that for many years NHRI's GANRI and regional NHRI networks have been advocating for participation rights at the Commission on the Status of Women. And in that respect, the Asia Pacific Forum, of which I'm now chair, has led this advocacy, and I want to thank them for their leadership and tremendous efforts, but also to draw attention to the fact that following years of intense advocacy, the Australian Human Rights Commission, along with APF and GANRI, recognised the need for us to work collectively and in partnership on this issue, and to take on this body of work together. As was mentioned in our first session this morning, we would like to propose the establishment of a CSW task force with the aim of ensuring that NHRIs have independent participation rights at CSW, similar to the Human Rights Council. The establishment of such a task force provides an opportunity for NHRIs to deepen and strengthen CSW advocacy and ensure ongoing coordination around these efforts. There are terms of reference which I understand have been circulated to NHRIs, and it gives an indication of how we envisage the task force operating. The Australian Human Rights Commission has offered to provide leadership in this regard and to take over from the APF the role of leading in relation to this task force work. In the coming weeks, we will consult further on the draft terms of reference and be seeking expressions of interest from NHRIs around the globe to be involved in this important work. So I just wanted to draw attention to this very august body work that's being proposed through terms of reference in relation to the Commission on the Status of Women. Thank you, Chair.